Now, after a long, barren summer, the past few weeks have seen a feast of Gaelic Games action, including this weekend involving both men's and women's teams. But male and female Gaelic players are not treated the same when it comes to government funding. Last year, €3.7 million was provided to support inter-county Gaelic players, with the men getting €3 million and the women getting €700,000. So why is there such a disparity, and will it continue? Well, in a moment, we'll hear from the chair of the Oireachtas Sports Committee, Niamh Smith. But first, I've been speaking to players and managers involved in women's Gaelic games about the way they're treated. Every week, up and down the country, women, like men, girls, like boys, are on Gaelic pitches playing the sports they love. But some of those players progress further and get to represent their counties on big days and for big sporting occasions.
A warm welcome indeed for the president. And he will now meet and greet the players who will be involved in the senior camogie final.
Elite players at inter-county level, whether they be men or women, prepare to the highest standards. They put in enormous effort, often sacrificing their social and family lives, their studies or their careers.
There's three nights group sessions with football and three nights with camogie, but management are good to like talk to each other, and usually we'd only be kind of doing two of each. So like this week now, we were footballing on Wednesday night, camogie on Thursday, and then we've two matches at the weekend. So they do try and manage our schedules.
Libby Coppinger is a dual player for Cork. She plays both camogie and football for her county and her club, and is often on the go six nights a week.
There were some nights where it was actually Monday was my only day of the week off, and you'd be travelling to training, whereas I think now they've actually like realised, you know, maybe the night's rest is a bit better. But then you're still trying to do your, you know, your own sessions when you're away from the team to make sure you're not falling behind or anything like that. So like we'd always be trying to get in at least a gym session a week or something like that.
So Sigerson rolling it on for Libby Coppinger.
Players like Libby Coppinger also make big financial sacrifices to play sport at the highest level possible.
It goes from paying for your own physio, paying for your own hurls, paying for your own boots, paying for your own travelling expenses, paying for your own food, paying for your own gear, contributing towards fundraising, having to go out and actively participate in a huge volume of fundraising during the year in order to cover the team costs.
Maria Kinsella is chairperson of the Women's Gaelic Players Association, which recently examined some of the costs incurred by women who play Gaelic games for their counties.
93% of players do not receive any travelling expenses. 65% pay for gym memberships, and 60% contribute towards their own recovery costs. So there's a lot of financial burden on female players to represent their county at the highest level.
And while male players can avail of government grants to help support their playing careers, there are no individual grants for female Gaelic players. And the €3.7 million, which is spent by the government supporting Gaelic players, is divided unequally, with €3 million going to assist the men and just €700,000 going to women.
In 2019, the male game received €3 million in funding from our government, and the female game received only €700,000. So that represents a 77% funding gap. And I think, you know, we look at that 77% funding gap and, you know, why is it still there? I think we need to question that, both as a player representative body, but also within society as a whole.
And questions are now being raised about why female Gaelic players are treated so differently to their male counterparts.
Hi, Declan, how's it going?
Very good, how are you?
Grand. So
Declan Quill is co-manager of the Kerry Ladies Senior Football Team. As a former inter-county player himself, he is well positioned to see the differences in how male and female players are treated.
We were, since the COVID thing, the girls were still training three nights a week. They were getting food one night. You know, if you put that in comparison with the men, they get fed no matter what they do, where they go, you know. A lot of the inter-county teams are paying for their own gear. So, you know, when I played for Kerry and we used to get showered with gear, we had so much of it, boots, everything. You know, I got two or three pairs of boots in the year. I find there that the girls have to pay for their own gear. It might be subsidised a small bit, but, you know, they might be handing over between 50 and 100 euro, depending on the amount of gear they're getting, but still coming out of their own pocket. Look, if you take the wear and tear of a car coming up and down from Limerick or Cork, there's another expense there. You know, look, they have physio bills to pay, you know, if they get injured, like the whole thing isn't taken care of. They have to look after their own medical and physical physio side of it as well. So there is an awful lot of hidden costs, and it's a massive commitment to say that, yeah, I want to play for Kerry, or I want to play for Cork or Dublin or whatever it may be. And the girls really, really put in the same effort as the lads do, you know.
And as a manager, Declan Quill has spoken out publicly about what he sees as the unfair way in which government funds are allocated to men and women who play Gaelic games for their counties.
Yeah, look, I suppose I highlighted after our first championship game that is it 700,000 euro that the government allocated to the LGFA. I mean, I think they gave 3 million to the men, to the GA or whatever. You know, it's pitiful. Like, I mean, where did they come up with the figures that, and who said that was okay to do that? I can't believe it, you know. I know the whole men's side attracts bigger sponsors and attracts bigger crowds and attracts bigger TV audiences and that. But, I mean, that shouldn't be a reason for a government to give nearly three times the amount of funding to one side and not to the other, you know. I mean, if you were a minister and you're saying, all right, I have a daughter playing and I have a son playing football or hurling or whatever it might be, wouldn't I like to treat them be treated the same? You know, but, you know, when you sign off on something like this, or when you allocate funding for something like this, you're not really saying that. You're saying the men's game is more important. It's more important nationally. It's more important that we look after the men. And here's a few pence for the women as well. A bit of pet, you know, we'll give them something, but we're not giving them equal rights.
We asked Sport Ireland about the disparity in the grants awarded to men and women who play Gaelic games. It said that funding is allocated under separate schemes for male and female players. The schemes are decisions of government, and Sport Ireland plays no role in setting the amount available under each scheme. However, it added that it has proposed an independent review of these schemes to consider the strategy for funding in the future. We also asked the Minister for Sport, Catherine Martin, to talk to us to explain why there is such a disparity in the way government money is allocated to women's games compared to men's. She declined, but her department did issue us with a statement which said that both Ministers Catherine Martin and Jack Chambers recognised the importance of narrowing and ultimately eliminating the current funding disparity. They concluded by saying that future government decisions regarding player support schemes would be informed by the outcome of the independent review which is being undertaken by Sport Ireland. But for now, the inequality remains, and players like Libby Coppinger will continue to be treated differently to male players who play at a similar level.
I just know from experience and everything like that women are putting in the exact same amount of time, so I kind of just don't get why there is that, you know, difference between the two. I don't know why it is the case. It's kind of just been what it is. Like, I suppose the men's game has been bigger for so long, but it's getting to the stage where we want to keep promoting our game and keep making it bigger, and like we love the game, so you don't want to be complaining, but just to look at it away, take the genders, take everything, take crowds, everything away from it, and just look at like what effort is being put in and kind of recognise that, I think.
And that was the Cork dual player Libby Coppinger ending that report. Now, to discuss some of the issues raised in that report, we're joined by the Fianna Fáil TD Niamh Smith, who's chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Media, Tourism, Arts, Culture, Sport and the Gaeltacht. Niamh Smith, good afternoon and thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Justin.
You heard Libby Coppinger and others in that report there. Is there any justification for government money being divided in such a way that male players get 3 million euro and female teams only get 700,000?
Well, in short, no, Justin, there isn't. And your report clearly sets out there the disparities and inequalities in how the game is funded, particularly for women. And the growth and appeal of the ladies GAA is wonderful. And last year we saw with the All-Ireland final attendance of over 56,000 people in the lashings of rain, if I remember correctly, proof and testament of the development of the game. And it's the commitment from these players such as Sinead Ahern, Cora Staunton, Amy Mackin, to mention a few, but it's evidence really of its progressing profile, and I'm convinced that the quality of football being played by the ladies is very much central to that growth. The skill set, the teamwork, has, I suppose, resulted in the individual and collective commitment to training and matches by county panel members. And from your package there, we know that they are not financially reimbursed the same as their counterparts.
Yes, they're not treated equally, and one of the big differences is that while female players like Libby, they don't get individual grants like an equivalent male player would. You know, instead of that money goes into improving facilities and recovery and so on for teams. Is that something that the government should be standing over?
No, in short it isn't, and as chair of the Oireachtas Committee with responsibility for the area, I certainly will endeavour to investigate and examine how funding is divided in such a way that these exceptional ladies are not being funded to the same level as the men's GAA. And I mean, let's be honest, women in some cases have to make massive sacrifices, because some of them will have children, I'm sure, at home. Some of them are, I suppose, sacrificing work, careers, study, the amount of travelling that's put on. As you know, I live in County Cavan, and a lot of those GAA players, whether it be camogie or football, they will be studying in Dublin, they'll be working in Dublin, they'll be making massive sacrifices and commitments to come home 2 and 3 times a week, and, you know, they don't get the same exposure to facilities, to funding, as you've outlined, and it's something that certainly as a government we need to look at.
And in terms of your committee then, what role do you see your committee having in terms of examining how funds are distributed in the future?
Yeah, well, we had Sports Ireland in there a number of weeks ago to look at, I suppose, really particularly the impact of COVID-19, but women's participation in sports was an issue that we looked at. And I think given the level of inequality in terms of funding, it's certainly deserving of further investigation. And I will certainly be recommending to my committee that it's something we will have to look at. I mean, the difference of the ladies GAA receiving 700,000 as opposed to the men's getting 3 million, that's a huge difference. And it has huge implications if girls are having to pay for their own equipment, their own boots, their own food, their own travel, their own physio and their own recovery, and a completely different set of for the male footballers. And we don't deny that or in any way not want that to be the case for the men. We want it to be the case for the women. We want a level playing field, as the report has rightly laid out.
Okay, now the ministers for sport have told this programme that they recognise the importance of narrowing and ultimately eliminating the current funding disparity. Is that recognition? It's not a commitment as such, but a recognition that something should happen. Is that something that you welcome?
Absolutely. And I mean, it's an issue that we've got to keep high on the agenda. It's not something that has come up very often in the Dáil from my 5 or 6 years there. It's something, as chair of the committee, that I'm committed to exploring, investigating and coming up with recommendations for government and for our ministers, Jack Chambers and Catherine Martin, in relation to this. Because we talk about women breaking glass ceilings in all walks of life, and it should be absolutely no different in sports, because, as we've said, these women give huge commitment and they're exceptional in terms of the delivery. They do it for the love of the game, they do it for the love of their county, and then when they put on that jersey, not only are they representing their county, in some cases they're representing their country, and we all gain from that and the pleasure of watching the game and being there as supporters.
All right, Niamh Smith, Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Sport, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Justin, before I go, it would be remiss of me not to wish the Cavan Ladies Camogie team all the very best in the All-Ireland next weekend when they play against Armagh, following on from their big win in the Nancy Cup final.
And we wish all the teams the best of luck indeed. That was the Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Sport, the Fianna Fáil TD, Niamh Smith, speaking to me a few minutes ago.